Good morning, Bournemouth. Hello, everybody. Today, I haven't even seen Hairspray, but I know this song. Hip, hip, hooray. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Well, I don't know why I'm saying welcome. It's currently 2:48 p.m. I've just woken up, chucked some clothes on, and I'm about to go out to the shop to buy a muff. That's right, kids. I pay for prostitution. For prostitutes, even. Not really, that was a joke. I bought a windshield for a microphone, aka a muff, a few months ago, and I bloody lost it. It's in the room somewhere, I'm sure it is, unless I've left it out and about. Only costs a couple of quid or two. I just said a couple of quid. So I'm going to go out to the freezing cold to Bournemouth Town Centre to hopefully get myself a new one. Now, the football's on in 11 minutes, and I want to be back to see the football. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. I'll tell you why it's not going to happen. It takes about 15 minutes, 20 minutes to get there. Depends if I run or not. So yeah, just putting some gloves on, because it's freezing outside. Well, I've not even been outside. Oh, it's bright. It's certainly quite bright, but
I don't know. I don't know. If the worst comes to the worst, you know, I can always take off my... I started doing an accent there and I dropped it halfway through. Not too much to report. United have got QPR. Bournemouth have got Sheffield United, who I really wanted to go and see. But then Andrew David Jolly was being a bit of a knob about it. So I'm not going to see it. Oh, and I've just realised. Oh, my God. I've just realised something that I did so stupid yesterday. So I've got a box of celebrations. It's the plastic reusable box, and I decided to put my apples in there, as you do. And then my apples had gone off all manky and stuff, so I thought I threw them away, and you know, they'd been a good 2 or 3 weeks out. So the other day I bought some new apples, and I had a look in the celebrations box because I was sure I put them in there, and there was one left, and I was a bit surprised, and I sort of started eating it. I licked the skin first, just, you know, to try, and it tasted like nail varnish, and I must have eaten a quarter of the apple, and it was vile. And I thought, well, that's it. I've just realised my apples I bought the other day are perfectly in their bag. So, for no reason whatsoever, apart from comedy value on the end of the audience, I just ate mouldy apple. So, if I die tomorrow or later today, then that wouldn't be very good at all. Oh yeah, I've got a documentary that I'm going to be recording very soon about something slightly boring but amazing. You don't want to miss it. I'm hoping to record it Monday to be played out on my radio show on Tuesday. I might be able to audio boo it before that. I'll sort of condense it down and should be quite fun. If you can hear an echo now, it's because I'm in my hall and not my hall, like my landing. Well, yeah. Just calling the lift and I'll be off. Hang on. Listen to me pressing the lift button. And that's an exciting adventure of my life. I'll just speak to you now until the lift comes and then I'll stop, you know, that sort of thing. Nope. I'm going to walk it. Did you know there are 50 states of the USA? And there are 50 state capitals of the USA. One for each state, and I was very scared then that someone was walking behind me and could hear me talking crap. How long have I got? Oh, I've got about a minute left. Floor number two. This isn't the first time I've walked up and down stairs on audio boo before. If you listen to my great Weymouth Chase boo, you'll hear what I'm talking about. Right, anyway, I really am going to go now. Ta-ta.